Good afternoon, Truth Wins team. Good to be with you. Oh, why? Why a J?
Why
jumping,
J?
Jumping Jehoshaphat. Oh, that's a bunch JJ. Of J's. JJ.
Or, I know a guy named JJ.
Or peanut butter and jelly. Jelly. Or
right.
Jammies. Or, I don't know.
Juice.
Juice. But that's not what we're really going to teach on. But hey, those are J on, words. Why J?
So, names of J.
So let's start with a prayer and off we go.
Dear Holy Father, we thank you, Father, for this production today. You direct it, you guide us and direct us in everything we do. We glorify you. We thank you, Father, for this day. This day is the day the Lord hath made, and it is good. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God, says everybody, because we love you with all our heart. We ask this now in the name of Jesus, the name of all names. Amen.
Amen. That's a good J name, Jesus. But what we're going to do is say, it's kind of interesting to look through the Bible and see J names and what they did that was significant, because a lot of the J names, besides Jesus, gave us really important information for our life and how we should live each day. So let's go to our first great J person.
And the first one is the book of Joshua 1:8. And you know who Joshua was. He says, always remember what is written in that book of the law. Speak about that book and study it day and night. Then you can be sure to obey what is written there. If you do this, you will be wise and successful in everything you do. Joshua comes from the Hebrew name Yahshua, or Yahshua, meaning God is deliverance.
Right, and that's interesting that that would be his name, because we know he delivered the children of Israel out of the wilderness into
right.
their
he
promised
took
land.
Moses' place.
He delivered, so he was called Deliverer, Deliverer, Joshua, 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 Deliverer. And then he knew that you had to have God give you instructions. And probably most people would think, wow, Joshua in the Battle of Jericho. Like, how would Jericho, like, just marching around it, and then after the end of 7 days blowing your horn, that you would be delivered? But God, he listened to God. He didn't let the word of God depart from him. And woo, he did great things.
Right.
So we'll go on and see what another J person says to us that we should be thinking about, believing on. And why we're kind of doing J words is it is going to be pretty soon Easter. And when you get together and you sit down at Easter, sometimes families don't see each other all the time. And so getting the conversation going, you can do kind of a game or a breaker, and you could just be asking, name a J person and see what comes up, and or you could think up your own game. So we're just kind of giving you an idea of things to talk about at your Easter dinner, breakfast, brunch, whatever you end up having. So right. We'll go to the next J person.
Says Jeremiah, the prophet Jeremiah said in his book 29:11. I say this because I know the plans that I have for you. This message is from the Lord. I have good plans for you. I don't plan to hurt you. I plan to give you hope and a good future. And the name Jeremiah, of Hebrew origin, means Yahweh will exalt.
Right. And
yeah. And Jeremiah was during the Babylonian time, the end of Judah.
Right. And I would say this is a good discussion thing. What good thing you could read that and you could go, well, God's going to do something good. He's got a good plan for us. What's good that's coming in the future for you? Like, are you planning a vacation? Are you, going to read the Bible in a year? You start your Bible app. What are you going to do? He has a plan for you. And if you do it, good things will happen. So what is the plan of God that you're going to follow?
Well, first of all, we should praise the Lord all the day long.
Right. And then because it's Easter, we should also make sure that
the resurrection day is forefront.
Right, that that all our friends and family are going to heaven. So we need to do that too. So the next person, I think this is put in because all the kids, if you ask about him, everybody knows this. Yeah,
Sunday school, you remember this guy.
Yeah, here he is.
Yeah, the prophet Jonah in his book, Jonah 2:10. Then the Lord spoke to the fish, and it vomited Jonah out of its stomach onto the dry land. And the name Jonah of Hebrew origin means dove.
Right. So he was kind of like his mother called him dove. Dove, dove, dove. He's going to be the guy that's bringing peace. Because dove is the symbol of peace.
Of peace, right.
Or he has the other funny name, pigeon.
Pigeon, you're right.
But the pigeon, we know, like during the war, carried the message. So
right. So Jonah, he's carrying the message to the Assyrians.
Right, and telling them to repent.
In Nineveh.
Right. Jesus wants, God says to him, go tell them they need to repent.
And also, remember, he was in the stomach of the fish for a long time.
Right, he was in it like for 3 days. And I remember doing a Bible study and someone came in and told like his appearance and he almost looked
like a ghost.
Because his skin, I guess the juices, the digestive juices of the fish.
Made him look white.
Yeah. And,
super white.
And they repented.
He kind of glowed in the sun.
Right, and as opposed to not wanting them to repent because of what he did. He looks so eerie that they were quicker to repent.
Right,
even faster than he.
God made
had
something
intended.
Good out of something that wasn't so good.
Right, and it's interesting to note too, when we do things we're not supposed to, God will even take a fish to get us back.
Right.
Because remember last week we did here or there, and you want to be there where God wants you, and if you're over and you're here, because Jonah went off to his here. I want to be here, not over there. And he got in the fish.
He was out in the Mediterranean and going west instead of east to Nineveh.
And luckily, God had
a way of persuading him in a different direction.
Well, no, he had a helper fish who swallowed him up because he probably would have drowned if the fish hadn't swallowed him. And then finally, after 3 days, Jonah cries out to God and says, I repent. And then God says to the fish.
And so did Jonah say. He said, I'm a believer now.
Right, so the fish goes, oh, I think I have indigestion. I'm going to spit this guy out. And whoops, he spits him out on the shore.
And also the joke is?
Well, no, the moral of the story, it's not exactly a joke. What is the moral of the story? Do you remember?
You tell me.
Oh, the moral of the story is the fish says, you can't keep a good man down.
Right.
Because that's kind of an old saying, but I don't know if it had to do with, I don't think it began with a Jonah and the fish, but you never know. Might have been
Jonah down.
Can't keep a good man down.
Right.
So now we'll go.
God's with you.
We'll go on to another J. And when I was looking at J's, I think there's a couple hundred J people. So you could pick all kinds of J's. And
who could come up with more J's, J people names than your family?
Than your Bible. You might even be in a J named family. But we'll go on to a next J name.
Says Joel, Prophet Joel, in his book 2:13, come back to the Lord your God. He is kind and merciful. He does not become angry quickly. He has great love. And Joel is a boy's name of Hebrew origin, meaning Jehovah is the Lord.
Right, and that kind of goes back to our teaching last week, which was great when we showed if you're not playing football and you're not at the right spot when the receiver's on the wrong side and the man goes pass, it doesn't work.
In other words, you're working for the wrong team.
Right, you're over there. Well, you're not there. You're here, and you belong over there. So he's saying to you, God's loving, and you can always get yourself back to where you should be. Just like Jonah went back and repented and told the people and saved a whole community.
And Joel's telling you, hey, you know, God is love.
God is love. He loves you. He died for you. He set up a rule book it's an open book test. And that's why Joshua, another J person we did, said, open the book and look at the rules and be in your where you're supposed to be, you're there.
You make it easier on yourself by doing that.
Right. Well, then you won't have to have a fish come swallow you and spit you out.
Yeah, that was not a... that was an ordeal. In fact, that was used in the scripture later on when Jesus, they said that Jonah was in the belly of the fish for so many days.
3 days, yeah.
3 days, as Jesus was in death for 3 days.
Right, so we're going to go on to our next J person. This is a J person that comes right before the... This is a trivia question, see if you know. It's the book that comes right before Revelations. Or I guess
the
it's...
The book
made,
of...
Let's see what it is.
Jude, the brother of Jesus. And he said in his first chapter, 20th...
And it's kind of interesting, it's the only chapter.
It's the only chapter, right. It's 20 to 21. Says, but you, dear friends, use your most holy faith to build yourself up even stronger. Pray with the help of the Holy Spirit. Keep yourself safe in God's love as you wait for the Lord Jesus Christ in his mercy to give you eternal life. And the name Jude is of Hebrew origin, meaning praise.
Right.
So, yeah, Jude.
Hey, Jude. And Jude only had one chapter, but he felt it was that important to tell you to get to know his brother, Jesus.
And use the Holy Spirit. How do you use the Holy Spirit?
Oh, you speak in tongues.
You speak in tongues.
Right, and then he...
And you're speaking and you're praying the perfect will of God when you speak in tongues.
Right, and it's very simple. You just ask.
That's your personal tongues. I'm not talking about in the church.
Which is a gift.
It's the same Holy Spirit, but it's a different...
Gift.
It's a gift. They're both gifts, but one is for the body of Christ. One is for personal...
Right, so if you...
manifestation.
So if you want to speak in tongues, you just ask God to please fill you to overflowing, begin to open your mouth.
Very easy. You're born again, you have the opportunity. You ask it, you'll receive.
Right. You just then open your mouth and begin speaking in tongues. It's there for everybody.
I helped somebody the other day and it just flew out.
Right.
Yeah. he was Hispanic and his second language is English, and I said, well, he was born again. He's Catholic. He's born again. He is. And he said, do you want to speak in tongues? He goes, yeah, I want to speak. I want to be a charismatic Catholic. So I spoke in tongues in front of him a little bit. I said, just kind of mimic
join
that.
In.
And he went. It went. He wanted to do it.
Right.
And he wanted to do it because he wanted to get closer to God. He was having problems in his family life and that kind of thing. And I said, well, don't let the word of God depart. And that's one way to not let the word of God depart, is to speak in tongues.
Right. And so that's what's so nice to know, that Jude, Jesus's brother, is telling you to do that.
Jesus's brother is telling you to speak in tongues.
Right.
Just like Mark, Jesus said in Mark 16:15-19.
Right. Jesus said
we need to speak in tongues.
Right. And
it is a powerhouse.
Well, it's nice to know, because he was not an apostle, I don't believe, or
it was
a
just
disciple.
A brother.
He was
one of the brothers.
Because people say only these people get to do it and only these people. But really, he's saying to you, it's there for all of us, everybody.
Right.
It's a gift.
There is no ending of that.
Right. It can be your Easter egg gift. Take your Easter egg, put a little note in your Easter egg, open it up and say, Father, fill me with the Holy Ghost with evidence of speaking in tongues in Jesus' name.
Boom.
Boom, and that's Easter gift.
And you'll feel the evidence of it.
Right, so we're going to go on to our next J, and let's see what else there is.
This is in John, the Apostle John, and he wrote in the fourth chapter, 9-10 verses, this is how God showed his love to us. He sent his only Son into the world to give us life through him. True love is God's love for us, not our love for God. He sent his Son as the way to take away our sins. And the name Jesus is the Greek form of the Hebrew name Yeshua, meaning God saves, or Yahweh is salvation. So Jesus was the salvation, and his name was salvation.
Right, and
isn't that so cool?
And we're having a salvation celebration.
Resurrection Sunday is the day that the devil hated the most.
Because
he was put down.
But the good part is, we've said before, quite a few people have died in the last year. We've been to more funerals than we've ever been to, and they're not necessarily old people. They're in their 50s or younger. It's not like, oh, say Gene Hackman died and he was 95, and then you kind of go, well, maybe it was time to go, but these people, it wasn't time to go. So we want to make sure that all of you, when you have your Easter, you can play this game. You could take Easter eggs and make like fortune cookie Easter eggs, put a little goodie in for the kids, open it up, and the fortune says, God loves you, or Jesus is Lord, or read your Bible, whatever, something to center Easter back. But we don't want to take away the fun, because the fun is there for kids, and God wants us to laugh and enjoy life, have a good meal, sit down, talk with each other.
Well, Jesus loved parties. He went to the parties that all the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes were all given an attitude, because Jesus was going to the parties with the tax collectors and all that, and they called him a wine bibber, and so, you know. He's going, well, I don't need to go with you guys. You guys say that you're saved. So I need to go to the people that are sick so that they learn the voice of the Holy Spirit.
Right. They learn to be born again. They know they lay hands on the sick and they recover. All the things he said to do.
The last thing he said before he went to heaven, he said in Mark wrote it down.
Get born again was the first thing.
First thing, get born again. And then it said in Mark 16:15-3, lay hands on the sick.
Well,
and
cast demon out.
Cast out demons.
Speak in tongues.
If you inadvertently, take some poison or get bit by something or stabbed or whatever, it will not hurt you. You just stand on the word, stand on the voice of the Holy Spirit in that word.
Well, the main thing I would say at Easter, it's what I would say at every occasion, when you're there with your family and friends, the most important thing, if you do it, it will take care of everything, is love.
Right.
Love will take care and make the whole circumstance
good. Love covers
a
multitude of sin.
So God's love is there and your love's
love
there.
Love thy neighbor as thyself and love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, the soul, and body. And your finances, loving with your finances and with your social interaction.
Right. So if you have love, everything will be good. Oh, and you probably can maybe hear tip-tapping.
Uh-oh.
Miss Holly.
Princess Hollywood is here.
Princess Hollywood.
She's going to have her debut.
Well, maybe she's going to have her
cameo.
I don't know. You going to come over here? Come over here.
Have a cameo?
Well, you're going to have to probably lift her up to have a cameo. Whoops. She's a little short. There she is. She should have
cameo Hollywood.
Hollywood. We should have put Easter ears on her, but we'll have to. Here she is. She has bunny.
Bunny ears.
So good. So,
yeah.
There she is. She just got her first summer cut or spring cut because she was shaggy like a sheep, and now she's beautiful like a Hollywood dog. And she just woke up from her nap. You know what you say to her? We can go see the cousins?
Yeah, look at that.
She knows.
You going to go see the cousins? Yeah, where are they?
We're going to go see the cousins? Oh, it'll be good. She likes the cousins. Those are the dogs in her life, her family. She's going to go there for Easter and have fun and love on everybody. So we'll say, have a happy Easter. Although we may see you next week, get your plans up.
And
make sure you have a good dinner.
Truth wins.
Truth wins. And love your dogs, your children, your husband, the grandchildren, your aunts, uncles. Love
and
everybody.
Pray for the success of the body of Christ.
Right. And everyone will be in love. We love you. And if you have any prayer requests, you can email us at prayer@truthwins.com. Like and subscribe. And we'll see you next week.